The latest rock and roll invasion from overseas is coming from Sweden. Most famous for giving us ABBA 20 years ago, Sweden is now the birthplace for alternative rock bands such as Salt, Blythe, and rock critic Ken Tucker's favorite, The Cardigans. The group has just released their second album called First Band on the Moon.
The thin, aching voice of Cardigans lead singer Nina Pearson is at once this band's most notable sound and its most clever decoy. Pearson sounds delicate and vulnerable singing the band's delicate, vulnerable melodies. But unlike other Swedish pop acts like ABBA or the more recent Ace of Base and Roxette, there's a darker side to the Cardigans that comes out in the lyrics. Listen to a catchy song like this one, and you may not even realize that it's about a woman declaring an angry independence from a guy who's used her in ways that she's sick of.
Baby boy, your face is pretty and your life's a toy. Master man, I'm never better than your latest plan. Poor Tony, what are you gonna try to be? Where are you gonna go without me now? I've been your mother, I've been your father. Who can ask me for more? I've been your sister, I've been your mistress. Maybe I was your whore. Who can ask me for more?
Pearson writes most of the songs for the Cardigans with lead guitarist Peter Svensson. For all the easy-listening smoothness of their material, they're certainly not naive musicians. The group taps into the current revival of quick, melodic punk music and the cult for what's known as lounge music. The Cardigans transcend trendiness to create striking songs such as this lovely bit of Beatlesque pop describing a creepily masochistic relationship. It's called Step On Me. Most of the music on First Band on the Moon is like this, light and airy and intricate. You'd be hard-pressed to hear the influence that heavy metal has had on the Cardigans. But read interviews with the band and you find out that when they first got together in 1993, they were real hard rockers. Why, Peter Svensson even has a tattoo on his arm of Ace Frehley, guitarist for Kiss. On their previous album, the Cardigans offered a jaunty cover of Black Sabbath's Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. On this album, they've deconstructed another Sabbath tune, Iron Man, rendering it delightfully unrecognizable.
Bye.
Cardigans are doing everything possible to hit it big in the States. Nina Pearson's impeccable English does away with any possible language barrier, and she and Svensson are writing songs that ought to stick in the brain pan of any open-minded listener. I'd say it's high time to try these Cardigans on for size.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.